Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now beginning our study of the sixth parak of Masechet Nidah, that is Parak Bas Siman. In the previous parak, we had an overview of much of the stage development of a person. And then at the end of the parak, we talked about the Siman HaTachton, a lower Siman on a girl, and an upper Siman, Siman Elyon. And now we're going to see, in our Mishnah, a machlok between Rav Meir and Chachamim about whether or not it is possible for a girl to develop her upper siman before she has developed her lower siman. And the only one that really counts is the lower siman. Basiman ha-tachtonan shelo ba-ha-lyon, we're on daf memchet amud aleph. Basiman ha-tachtonan shelo ba-ha-lyon, if the lower siman came first, then, ochel etzol mityavemet, she's a full adult. She could do chalitza, she could do yibum. Yibum here is kind of a throw-in with chalitza, because yibum could be done earlier. Baha elyon ashlo batachton. That's where the interesting case is. If her upper chest development happens without the lower siman coming in, then afal pisha efshar, which should be a dead giveaway, that means that either we're seeing something wrong or else the siman tachton came and we missed it. Remeir me lo choletz lo mityabemet. She's a ktana. Hamomim ochol etz lo mityabemet. He says, Chachamim say, no, she's a gedola. Chachamim's position is, it is impossible for the siman tachton to come afterwards. However, it's possible for the siman tachton to come before the elyon, but it's impossible for it to be in the opposite direction. Meaning, any situation where there's a siman elyon, there's already a siman tachton. If we don't see it, it means that it fell out. Okay, now, Alpha Pisha Efshar, the language of the Mishnah is very odd. Valo ba. How can you say, even though it's impossible, after all, the Siman is there? You just said, Siman Elyon. The answer is, ba, the Rav Meir, Alpha Pisha Efshar, the Rabbanan. That phrase, Alpha Pisha Efshar, ba, and then Alpha Pisha Efshar, is really reflecting both positions in the Mishnah. It came, according to Rav Meir, and Chacham say, well, that's impossible without Tachton. Velitni ba'alyon, why didn't you just say, if the siman elyon came, Meir omer lo choletz lo mityavemet, Chachamim omer lo choletz lo mityavemet, why didn't you just have the halacha there simple, if only the elyon came, Meir says, she's a ktanan, Chachamim say she's a gdola, va'ani yadanu, shum de'efsharu, and I'll understand it's because of the impossibility of siman ha'alyon coming without the tachton first. The answer is, e lo tanach bishi efshar, if I had not stated that extra phrase. I would have thought that really it's an issue not of a dispute with Meir Chachamim about reality, about human development, but rather about concepts. And that is, I might have thought that the reality that everybody agrees with is that most girls have Siman Tachton coming first, Umiyut Elyon Ati Bereisha, and a few have Elyon first. Rameir Litameh, the Chayish Lemiyuta, and Rameir is simply following his own position, which is Choshish Lemiyut, which means this may have been that odd girl who had Siman Elyon come before Tachton and she's a Ktana. Rabbanan Litameh, the Lo Chayish Lemiyuta, and the Rabbanan who disagree with Rameir, their concept of Lo Choshishim Lemiyut would say this girl follows the norm, and the norm is if she has Siman Elyon, she had Siman Tachton already. And then I would have said, that's only if we know nothing better. But if we actually check the Siman Tachton, Velo Ashkechan didn't find it, and what are the Rabbanan Rameir? Maybe the Rabbanan would agree. Tell Yon Karim that she's one of the few. Kamashvan Diefshar. That's why we had to say Iefshar. The Rabbanan's position is that it is a physical impossibility to have Siman Elyon before Siman Tachton. Vadai Ate Uminto Hudanatar. So the Siman Tachton must have come and must have fallen out. Okay, Bishtamalu Rav Meir, now we find that there are two psukim in Sefer Yechezkel, in sort of related texts that use the model of Am Yisrael as a young girl, that seem to support Rav Meir's position that Siman Elyon comes first. Haim Dichtiv, and this is a very famous pasuk, Shadayim Nachonu Sa'arech Tzimeach, which seems to say that your breasts have already developed and your hair has come in, which it seems to indicate Siman Elyon comes first. El Rabbanan, Yifchamim Barilei, the text should have been the opposite direction. So Achikamar came into Shalim Nachonu Beyadosh Sarech Tzimeach. Don't read it as A then B, but rather if there's A, then B already happened. So if Shadayim Nachonu, then we know Tzarech Tzimeach before. Beish the mother of Rabbanan, another pasuk. Hain Lichtiv Asot Mitzrayim Dadayich Lema'an Shdein Uvayich. and we assume Nurayach is a reference to the Siman Tachton. And again, it's the sequence. Rabbanu Yimcha Mibayle, Rabbanu Shav the opposite, and we give the same answer. Hachikamar Kevin Shabbat Dadayich, Biyadur Shabbat Nurayach. Not A then B, but rather if A, then we know B was already there. And here we have another possibility is, my Shedei, maybe Shedei Nurayich is really a reference to the Shadayim, meaning it's all referring to the Siman Elyon. L'chikamar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. And this is what he's saying in the metaphor. Ichrifu Dadayich, when your breasts first developed, meaning that you were a young nation, L'hadarpach, you didn't do tshuva. Ishtadu Dadayich, when they got bigger, then Nami L'hadarpach, meaning when you matured, you also didn't do tshuva. Okay. So perhaps that none of that is referring to Siman Tachton. Okay, but Tuchuli Alma Mia Tachton Samchinan. We all agree, however, both Rameir and Chachamim, that Siman Tachton is the one that really establishes adulthood. Menalan, what's the source? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Chintan Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Krap. In the famous Pasuk that obligates, finds women equally culpable to men for all punishments, Ish or Ishak Yasumi Kol Chatota Adam, in the Parsha of Milah, the Torah compares an Isha to an Ish for all punishments. Now, for our purposes, Ma Ish b'siman echad, just like a man becomes a man with one siman, that's all he's got. Af Isha b'siman echad, so women also, one siman. Ve'ema ohai ohai, but a woman has two simanim, so why don't we just say whichever comes first makes her an adult? The answer is ki ish. Ma ish tachton velo elyon, it has to be like a man. A man has only the lower siman. Afisha tachton velo elyon. So it's basically and centrally genital hair which is defines it. We have a support for the Rolozov of Tzoro. Kachayim Farshim v'yavne. In Yavne, they explain it this way. V'yamru, kevan shepa tachton, shuv en mashkechina al elyon. Once there's siman tachton, we don't care about the elyon. Came, didn't came, come, doesn't matter. Tanya Shbagomer, benot krachim. And now we have several issues here where environment and work and activity could affect physical development in an individual. Benot krachim, girls who live in cities, tachton maher lavo, their siman tachton comes quicker than other girls. Why? They go to the bathhouses more often, so evidently the heat stimulates that. Benot kfarim, village girls, elyon maher lavo, they have the siman elyon come quicker than others, by they work hard with their upper chest muscles and their arms in milling. Shimon Elazar Omer, benot ashirim, the rich girls, tzad yamin maher lavo, their right side develops a little bit quicker. Why? Sheni shof ba'afak rizutan. They wear this kind of garment that sort of like a shawl goes over their right side, and therefore their right chest is, the right side of their chest is kind of rubbed by it and is stimulating to growth. Benot aniyim, the poor girls on the other hand, who perhaps wear the same kind of garment, but tzad small maher lavo, their left side, because, mei shesho avod kadei mayim alayim, because they are placing, the jugs of water that they draw from the well on there, v'bayitem neshe nosim achen al gisen, or because they carry their brothers, the little brothers on their side, either way they're using their left hands a lot in their left side. Interesting. Tanur Baran, tzad small, kodem letzad yamin. Typically, the left side develops a little quicker. And this is all minute differences. Rechina Menachi Rabbi Yeshua Omer, we've heard from him a few times in this Masachet. Olam lo kodem tzad small letzad yamin, never happened. Chutz me'achad she'etav shchunati, there was one girl in our neighborhood, she'kodem tzad small letzad yamin, her left side developed first, v'chazar le'tano, and then things got back in order. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, call her Nivdakot. How do we check girls? Nivdakot apinashim. We have them checked by women. V'chene Rabbi Elazar Moser le'ishto, he used to hand the girls over to Ima Shalom, his wife. Rabbi Yishmael Moser le'imo, he'd hand over to his mother. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lifnei haperek u'lachar haperek, if it's before or after the perek, meaning before 11 or after 12 years old, nashim bod korotan, we have women check them. Tocha perek, during the year, the 12th year, ein nashim bod korotan, which of course is kind of strange, so let's see why. She'ein masin sfekot al pi nashim. We don't let a woman get married based on the identification given by women. In other words, we have to have proper edut. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af tocha perek nashim bod korotan. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says the whole time women could check. Now let's see what that's about. The end of the Braita, it's unclear who said this, is that a woman is believed to be machmer but not to be mekel. Let's see what this is about. Ketzad, Gidolahi Shalotamain. If she's testifying that this girl is too old to do miyun, I mean, the girl came to court to do miyun, and she says, no, she's got simanim, she can't do miyun. Or Ktanai Shalotachlot. So she wants to do chalitza, and the woman says she can't do chalitza. Then we believe her. Aval Einar Lamar, but she's not believed to say the opposite. Ktanai hi Shitamain. She has no simanim, let her do miyun. Or Gdolahi Shalotachlot. So she has simanim, let her do chalitza. That's the kula. That's giving her more rights. So we can't do that, just based on the women's testimony. Alright, let's look back at this bright. Amar Kototan. So before 11 and after 12. So let's think about it. I understand why we need Bedika before 11. Why Bedika? Timishtak, even though if we find anything there, it won't be meaningful. Timishtakhi lachar perak, because if you find, let's say, a few hairs before 11, and you know that they don't mean anything, but if you find them afterwards, those same hairs, then Shumaninu, you know that they're not really Simanim, because the same ones from before, and they don't count. So you need to check before. Alachar pek lama libedika. Where I check after 12? V'yama Rava, k'tana shigia l'chlal shnoteha. Rava has a chazaka, which we rely on for so many things, which is that a girl reaches the age of 12, and it's richa bedika. We don't have to check her. Chazakai via simanim. We assume she brought simanim. That's the default. That's the assumption. So the answer is ki amar Rava chazaka. When did Rava say there's such a chazaka? Lemiun avala lemiun, meaning if a girl has already reached 12, we don't do bedika. We say she can't do miyun anymore. It's excluding her. Avala chalitza. If a girl says I want to do chalitza and she's 12, then by bedika we do have to check her. It means the chazaka only works the chumra. Now tocha perak en nashim bod kototan. What's Rabbi Yehuda's position that during the 12th year they can't check them? Kesavra tocha perak lachar perak. He holds that during the 12th year is like being after the 12th year, meaning any time from 11 on that she brings simanim, she's a gedola. And therefore, lachara perak de'ika chazaka derava, once she's 12, and we have the chazaka that assumes that she has simanim, samchin l'noshim vadki, the women who simply are confirming that chazaka can check her and say, yes, she has simanim. Tocha perak de'ika chazaka derava, but during the 12th year when there is no chazaka yet, we don't allow them, we don't rely on the women, and the women don't do the checking. Reb Shimon Omer, Af Tocha Perak Nashim Bod Kototan. Reb Shimon disagrees and says, anytime the women check him, let's see why. Kesara Tocha Perak Lifnei Perak. He holds that during the 12th year is like they're younger. Meaning, even if we see Simanim, we're not going to call them Simanim. By a bedika, we need bedika for what purpose? Again, for the same reason that Rabbi Yehuda needed before 11, if we find simanim during the 12th year, we'll discount them, but remember where they are, so if we see them later, we'll say those don't count. Okay, now, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what about the last clause of the Braita? We believe women for chumra, but not lekula. Now, hi, Mang Tanila, whose statement is that? Is Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon? If I tell Rabbi Yehuda, Tocha Perak, it could be Rabbi Yehuda, and it's talking about Tocha Perak, meaning it's referring to the situation during the 12th month, and then we only accept the Chumra, the 12th year, and that's the Chumra. It could be Rabbi Shimon, and it's referring to after the Perak. And he does not accept the Chazaka of Rava. And therefore, he says that even after 12, we don't know if she has it, and therefore, we only believe in l'chumra. Okay, m'nei shamru afshar. Now, the question is, hatu lamali, what do I need that last clause in the Mishnah? Hatana l'resha. It already said ifshar, so why add it? V'chita mishum nekabai l'mistama k'rabanan. If you say, it's just to say that the Mishnah should be couched in the terms of the Rabbanan, so that we paskin like them against Rav Meir. V'chita, yachid rabam alocha k'rabim. That's obvious. After all, we already should know that. So, Mauda Tema, Mistabra Tamid, or Meir, to come aside, they cry. You could argue that Rameir's position really is strong because he has Psukim supporting him. Kamash Balan, that it's Rabbanan, that we follow Rabbanan. V'bayit Ema, there's another possibility which we're going to see at the beginning of the next podcast, and you could see in the next Mishnah. Because we're now going to have a series of Mishnayot that pick up on the theme of encompassing and subsumed group. Here, the encompassing group is Siman Tachton, and subsumed is Siman Elyon. Anyone who has Siman Elyon is already inside Siman Tachton, but Siman Tachton may not have Siman Elyon. We're going to have a whole series of relationships between related things that use that, and therefore, we want to end the Mishnah with that same E.F. Shar, that E of Shal is Siman Elyon below Siman Tachton, Aval of Shal is Siman Tachton below Siman Elyon, and I reversed it. in order to set up the pattern for the following and ensuing Mishnayot, which we'll see in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.